Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Guard. Like, everyone, a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through life today.
Greetings.
For today's episode, before we start, I don't know if you guys noticed, but on TikTok, Tweety had this amazing idea of doing some album reviews.
Super original.
Super original, actually. It's one of our main foundations of our Needs Garlic life. But the reason why I bring it up is because whenever you see it on TikTok, don't be afraid to share your favorite albums out there and we'll review it. And I think it's funny how we did an album review of Ariana Grande and Tweety made an enemy already on TikTok. And so it's fine.
Everybody, even YouTube too?
Yeah, I think everybody gets targets Tweety for no reason. I mean, well, there's reasons.
I think there's reason, yeah.
Just look at him.
I mean, well, and I think the reason why she came after you is because me and Hero said that song was great, and then you're the only one that said it was a bad song.
He had horrible, right?
Yeah, no. Horrible was the four.
The fucking Saturn, whatever.
That's not what she was talking about?
No, she was talking about Yes And.
Yes And.
So if you don't know what that song is about, I mean, I know you heard it, but, you know, after all the rumors and controversies and all that bullshit, basically she was like,
her clap back or whatever.
Yeah, like, yes, and, like, let me enjoy my... Basically, she's like, why do people care? Let me enjoy my
life.
Mind
your business.
Yeah, mind your business. but it was... I mean, she did do, like, kind of the worst thing. Supposedly, you know, she was married and then off to do Broadway. And then she met a guy that was also married. And I don't know. If I was him, that would be, like, a huge red flag for me. Like, I don't know. Like, you have a history of, like, leaving these men for other men and then... I guess I'm next. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Thank you, next.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I think girls are like that. I kind of don't really like that. I think it would be hard for me to date someone that has like a history of like dating someone and then leaving them like constantly. Like,
it's hard to bring it up to in a relationship.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah. So I met you because I was tired of the one. I was like, what was that song? Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, because I'm bored. Oh, I don't know. I don't like that. I ain't gonna point it all out, but you know.
That's Ariana Grande.
That's what I'm saying. What was it called?
This
girl. You're like, no.
Trying to figure out who it was and everything.
No. Anyways, but speaking of red flags, so I don't know if you guys noticed, but on TikTok, and there's like different articles too, not just TikTok alone with social media, but have you ever seen that guy where he like walks around, he like talks to like random girls on the street, and he's like, what is your red flag in men, or what are some red flags in men? And they're like, I don't like it when they're tall and handsome or whatever. And it's like something retarded. And I kind of like want to get your opinion. I know you've seen some. Mm-hmm. So I guess like in your opinion, like what do you think about how, do you think girls are like too judgy, or do you think that they're too picky, or?
They're definitely too picky.
Hypocritical even?
Hypocritical is one. But they expect something very, very perfect, like in a man.
Right.
And when they just do something really random, like what you said, it just, they're like, that's it. Like, they call it an ick, too. It's like, it's like not a real red flag, but just something that bothers them.
Kind of like tangerine.
Most of the stuff they say, it's not like real red flags.
It's just like, I mean, like a red flag, I feel like it's more generalized in men compared to like an ick. It's just like you're being like super, super, super critical of a person, I think. But what about you? What do you think about people's, have you seen those videos about like girls doing their red flags in men and even their icks? Like, what do you?
Yeah, I've seen some of them. I mean, I don't tend to like care. Dive into that like kind of stuff, or it's not all over my For You page, but sometimes it's kind of entertaining. I like the ones where it's like they describe your perfect man or whatever,
right?
And then they type it in or whatever. And this is the percent chance, like this man even exists, and it's like 0.0001.
Wasn't that a cut video?
There's a bunch of them, different ones like that.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny, but it just goes back to like people having higher standards than what's even like realistic.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, when it comes to money and all that stuff, that's just like very high percentage.
Not like materialistic kind of thing.
And
materialistic.
Not to be mean, but there's some people that are
like too out there.
It's just like they don't have the looks to back it up. Like,
yeah, that's another thing.
Did you think
too.
You have a chance? Yes. Like,
Like there is that big girl. Well, is it trans or big girl? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, like gorilla. Gorilla.
Gorilla. I mean, oh my god. Oh, gorilla gripper.
Yeah, but like that person was like over here, like saying like, I don't know, but I would have 10 bodies right now if I wanted to. And I'm like, what? Like, how would you have 10 bodies? Would
you
get them?
Oh, shit. You look like 10 bodies.
Hero.
That's pretty good.
No, but like, I mean, and I agree with Tweety because there's always girls that have like those kind of standards and opinions. And it's just like, why? Like, and kind of what Tweety said, like, where's your like back it up moment? Like, yeah, obviously,
what do you bring to the table?
Yeah. But all the times, because I've also seen people do podcasts where like they bring on those girls. And they're like, oh, I want a man to support me. And then they're like, well, what do you bring to the table? You're like, nothing. I'm not supposed to do anything. And I'm just like, no.
Or they just say their body, which is also
not it. And I know there's some people or some guys out there that, you know, having their...
But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are going to be the same guys that leave you because your body is not
exactly
up to the standard anymore. Mm-hmm. So.
Like, imagine. Well, I don't know. But like, no, I'm not going to go there. But I don't know, but I wanted to go on a TikTok and all these articles. I wanted to like read you guys some of these girls' red flags, and I don't know, kind of like your opinion on them. And from there, we're gonna see, just how we would react. So this is on Reddit, and of course we'll put the link in the description below. I wish. But yeah, so I'm gonna read some of them, and let's just see what you think. So a red flag in a guy, right?
Okay.
These are from my different women from Reddit. Try your best to not get offended, Hero, because you know
I'm a walking red flag.
Right. A lot of them are just about short.
It's one each.
All right,
short.
So here's the first one, which I think is kind of a lot of these are kind of dumb, in my opinion, but
okay.
Full grown men who only communicate with you through Snapchat—that's a red flag.
I heard just having Snapchat in general is not—it's something shady.
But why? I never understood that,
because it's like a dating. Like low key texting thing. Yeah, because it can be very secretive.
I mean, I don't use it,
like, yeah, the suspicious. Way that's how I text my girlfriend.
Oh my hiding? God,
what are you hiding?
What we use.
No, but I mean, you're the red flag guy.
I told you,
you're literally kidding. The red flag guy.
No, uh-huh. She just doesn't like texting. She likes using Snapchat.
Well, see, from what you're talking about your girlfriend was that, and I'm the same way, because it's the whole like green blue bubble, right?
Yeah it's,
if you have a green bubble, you're a red flag. I'm just kidding.
Oh shit.
No, yeah, but I get
I have
that.
Android, she has iPhone, so it's just easier to do it through Snapchat. But I've just heard that it's a red flag because it's easy to like hide things and stuff like that through Snapchat.
Right.
And like it, because the whole app is just secretive in general.
Yeah. I mean, you can lock stuff, right? Or no?
You can lock stuff, but you can also like if you're the one that...
Everything gets deleted after a certain amount of time and all that.
I mean, you can save it, but like you can also like very easily unsave it and it'll go away forever.
Oh, but I mean, like even in regular text, though, you can delete messages, right? There's no archive or anything. So like I think that because like if you're texting, I don't know, because you can still like lock your photos on like your iPhone or your phone. And you can still delete stuff. So I don't see why.
I think it's just Snapchat like the connotation is like.
I mean, because I've had people, and this is like, before my current girlfriend and in college, like people, oh, what's your Snap? I'm like, well, why don't you want my number? Kind of thing. Like, yeah, you know,
Snap seems a little safer too. Like when, let's say you're out at a bar as a guy, it's easier to ask for their Snapchat or Instagram compared to their number. Like a number is a little bit more personal.
Yeah, it's become more intimate. It's like, I don't even call them like people anymore. Like,
yeah.
So, but I think in general, just like being too obsessed with social media and all that stuff is like...
I think it's a little exaggerated, but I do get the red flag.
Okay. Well, I guess... So, yay or nay on the red flag, yeah? You think it's a red flag overall?
I don't think it's a red... Me personally, red. But I understand why someone would see it as a red flag.
What a dad answer, you know? What a... Wait, call your girlfriend. I was kidding. Imagine it. Okay, next one. So,
call her on Snapchat.
The next red flag is when guy has played sheets.
Plaid. It's like the checkerboard.
Yeah.
The what?
Checkerboard.
Oh, okay.
Well, why?
I don't get that one at all.
Me either. Plaid or, plaid bed sheets. I mean, I don't even wear a plaid shirt, so I don't, that one's a mystery to me.
I have a couple.
Oh, that's
why. I can't even think of a logical reason why they would.
Maybe because of style? Maybe because it's not meant to be on your bed? Maybe?
Is it more like a kid thing, maybe?
That's inappropriate.
Like, they're too childish?
I don't know.
It's not a sophisticated bed sheet.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. No, I get that. Because, like, all of older, well, us mainly and up, I do know that, like, I'm more drawn to having, like, solid colors.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, like, the only thing that would be, like, of a design would be stripes. And it'll be, like, the bottom sheet. Like, mm-hmm. the liner, whatever it's called. But other than that, like, I prefer to have, like,
the liner.
Yeah, like the one that...
Just like the fitted sheet?
Yeah, there we go. That's called fitted sheet. And then like, but yeah, but I'm drawn to more like solid colors. Mm-hmm. But I've seen people like have like lines and stuff on the top, on the comforter. But all right, next one is when men use 3-in-1 shampoo, body wash, and conditioner. I agree. That one sounds like a little like no effort. Like mm-hmm. your hygiene is suffering. Because I actually heard that 3-in-1 products are actually bad, like really, really bad for you. And like, I don't know.
Too much chemicals.
Yeah.
I don't think it properly covers everything how you should be.
It just kind of half-ass all three things.
Yeah. Like, you should really be washing everything.
Yeah, I've become like way more like self-aware about like all that kind of shit. So,
yeah. I will admit though.
I used to use it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
When I was staying at my dad's house, we would have a 2-in-1.
When I was budgeting in college, maybe. Huh?
No, yeah. I mean, because nowadays, fucking conditioner. Well,
now, actually, like, affects me. So like if I use like a certain kind of body wash with a lot of fragrance in it,
when I take a shower and I use fragrance sample,
like it actually like makes my skin itchy and dry and
you get rashy.
So now I have to use like bar soaps.
You get all itchy and squatchy.
Yeah.
You get all squatchy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, but yeah.
But yeah, red flag for sure. Like, grow up. That's all I see.
Well, like, I mean...
Learn how to take care of yourself properly, hygienically.
But what if, like... Hear me out. I'm not defending because I don't do this myself. But, like, what if...
Oh, my God.
What if, end of the show right now. What if we were, like, on a budget? Like, temporarily 3-in-1? Like, you know? Like, would that be, like, a bad thing? I mean,
there's good stuff that you can buy that's also cheap.
There's cheap alternatives.
It's not going to be, like, the fancy stuff, but...
No, you're right.
And I don't think it's enough of a red flag to say I'm cutting him off if I was a girl.
I'll write the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I mean, I don't see it as a bad thing. I see it as more of like that's your for sure permanent like
it's your opportunity whole, to teach. Yeah.
Because I mean, like me and Trudy said, like I would use it all the time. But then when I did the research and I found out like what's actually good for you and what's bad for you, you know, it's like the way I see it, but the more convenient it is, The worst it is. Sorry, I was looking at my head, looking at a dome. But anyways, now that we talked about the internet, I'm going to go and ask you, what are your personal red flags in a woman?
When they don't know how to communicate and they expect me to read their mind.
But you should. I was imagining it.
It's like, that's literally your job as a man.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back to you. Judy, what are some of your red flags in a woman?
Like controlling behavior.
Controlling behavior? Like what?
Like when they have the control.
No, bitch, but like, give me an example of like them being controlling.
One thing would be like not being able to like do things outside of like a relationship.
Mm.
Like, let's say if you were with somebody that wouldn't let you hang out with Hero without her being there as well. Like, why wouldn't you include me? Like, what y'all doing? Like, whatever.
Okay.
That kind of thing like that.
Okay.
Another one would be like, she texts on Snapchat.
Bitch.
If she's not willing to help you out financially or like emotionally, anything. Like something like that.
Yeah.
Where she's kind of just lets you do your own thing and struggle, even though like she has the ability to help.
Not letting you express yourself. No, that one's another one.
Okay.
Like, don't cry, you're a man kind of thing.
Oof. Story of my life. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. No, and I like that because a lot of the times girls nowadays, I'm not saying all girls, but majority of them, for the most part, they always have to have this mindset or this idea that the man has to do everything. And I get at one point in life or in the world, not really in my life, but I get at one point that men were able to do that. But girls don't understand that like the economy isn't the way it used to be. And it is harder for men to support not alone like another person, but a whole family. And I know girls are going to say like, well, then get a better job or, you know, I'm trying to make more. And you're going to find guys out there that
make plenty to do.
Get lucky. And lucky is the right word because it's not easy for...
Like Dario?
Yeah. Like it's not easy for like people to get jobs in the first place nowadays. But like...
even getting a fucking interview. Like, I've never had a genuine interview.
Me either.
It's always been, I've always only had jobs where I knew somebody that like talked to their boss.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the part, people like the way I work and who I am as a worker. Yeah, like, so
whatever. Yeah. You had good training.
It's like, no one's ever willing to give you a chance if you're like a complete stranger, I think.
Yeah. No, nowadays you have to have connections like Dario, and I don't know. It's just weird. But
you gotta know people.
Yeah, so the financial part, I never understood it. I mean, and people hear this comment of mine and be like, oh, you're a little bitch. And I'm like, oh, maybe I am. But, I mean, it's just like, it is harder. And I do think that Tweety has a good point that, like, nowadays, when you're in a relationship or in marriage or whatever, everything has to be. Because there is no such thing as 50-50, obviously. Like, some days you'll give 70 and she'll give 30 or vice versa. You have to make up
for the times they can't
do
their part.
But that's the partner like helping that's you out.
Good partnership,
and if you have someone that's like, oh, like, no, do it by yourself, well then all right. Because then they like you're trying to make both your lives better, not like you know, because if you don't help me, you're gonna struggle too. Like, it's not like you want to leave, then leave. But I don't know. And then
green flag the ones that are willing to struggle with you.
That's a stupid. No, I was kidding, imagine. No, that's another episode here. Yeah, that's the green flag episode.
Sorry.
I think some of the red flags that I have for myself, no, I was kidding, and a woman, because y'all covered the main two, is like just financial and then the emotional. What was yours again? And emotional.
It doesn't have to be financial either. It's just like that mentality, like, I should help.
Always helping.
Mm-hmm. I should be able to, or
I should be able to lean on each other.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, anyways, so since we're still talking about, you know, the red flags, earlier today, I was walking around our shop where we work. I'm not going to say the name because we said it before. I was like, you know, I've always read. Yeah, we'll tag him right here in the thingy. What's it called? I was always bringing these girls flags. And then it's always common for women to like talk about like flags in a man, like a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, I went around the shop where we work and I was asking like different kinds of men their red flags. And today we're going to go over them.
Did you ask the old guys?
Yes, I did. I'm not gonna say
I'm actually curious to know.
Interesting.
I'm not going to say any names because I promise to be anonymous and confidential. But I want to talk about them or bring them up. And then you're going to tell me what you think about it. Like, is it a valid red flag or is it just something that's like, like whatever.
Well, we're going to take into HR after this episode.
Yeah. So the first one is, and this could be like just point of view. So, I mean, it might not be a red flag for you, but I see it being a red flag for someone else, if that makes sense. So, the first one is a girl always drinking alcohol. Now, that's their go-to, like, shebang, shaboom. What do you think about that? A girl always drinking alcohol.
I mean, that's just an alcoholic.
But also, depends on the age, too, because I feel like they have a phase.
Let's say 20s. Mid to late 20s.
Mid to late 20s, yeah.
Underage drinking?
No, I just said mid to late 20s.
No, I'm just saying, like, what about that?
Like, that's fine. I imagine that's perfect.
That's what I did.
Oh shit! Stop it! They're all recording.
I feel like everyone goes through a phase of like super crazy drinking.
Yeah, already.
I like that IHOP phase
cabinet right there, like full of half drunk bottles.
Also depends how they are when they're drinking, but overall, yeah, I see it.
A woo girl.
Oh my gosh! All right, next one is they're always cursing. My fucking not shit. Damn,
not for me.
I think it is only because, like, there's part of my family that I don't, like, talk like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, like, the older people, especially. So, like, if they can't feel, like, keep it clean around my grandparents and stuff like that, like,
I'm just mad, I get you. So, like, basically, like, no filter no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that.
Around, like, me and my friends, like, I don't give a shit.
Hey,
I don't give a fuck.
I agree with you what you said.
Okay.
It's just learning how to.
Yeah.
Have a filter. Watch your mouth, like you said, when you need to.
All right. And then a girl that always wears revealing outfits.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, like women.
Be a boss bitch or whatever, but.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You don't have to advertise whenever you're already taken.
Yeah. Like, I get that you want to feel good and express yourself, but. If you're in a relationship, I think it's not, I don't want to say smart, but I think it's, what's the word?
Wise.
We're trying to like, oh my God, it's like in my mind. Basically like you're doing something for me because you feel like you.
Validate.
No. Fuck. What's the word? Like.
Keep going.
It's going to bother me. It's basically like, oh, because you don't drink milk, I won't drink milk. because I'm doing, because of you, I won't do this to make you feel better or like not left out. Fuck, I don't know what it is.
I'm not sure.
Oh my God. If you know what I'm talking about, comment down below. And maybe
we'll the word right here.
Yeah, maybe I'll figure out later. Not cordial. Like what trendy? Is it? No. Not cordial. It's like, isn't that
respectful?
No.
But you're talking about?
You're being so, this is going to kill me, dude.
Like, I'm only doing it because it bothers you?
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you. No. I'm being. Oh my God.
Promiscuous
girl. No, like, I know that, let's say you don't drink alcohol. Uh-huh. So we go to a restaurant.
Considerate?
There we go. Boom. We got to be considerate. Thank you. God damn.
Jeez.
We got to be. It took us like 40 minutes, but yeah, we got it. Yeah. So basically, be considerate of your partner. Mm. You know, like, stuff like that. In my opinion, like, if you want to show cleavage, that should be for your partner. Like, you know. And if you want to be revealing and be crazy and wild, then be on your own. You know, figure.
It's because they say they do it for themselves, but I feel like it's always.
I don't think anybody dresses like to go out for themselves.
Yeah,
you can still feel good and look good, modestly. Like, you don't have to show your fucking titties.
Everybody cares about other people's opinions.
That's what I mean. Some way, some form. Like, if I want to look nice, I'm not gonna wear a fucking tank top to my fucking chichis. Like, no, I'm gonna wear a nice suit or whatever. Yeah. Anyways, consider it. That's going to be the word of the day. Consider it. Don't let it go. Anyways, so no future. So this person was like, a girl doesn't like do any effort to like plan their future. They're okay with just, you know, not doing anything.
Not ambitious.
Yeah, basically. Okay. I find that as a ref. I don't think I want to be with someone that has no future, no plans. And I'm not saying that, like, they have to reach their plans right away or their future, but at least they're working towards something.
It doesn't have to be like a fucking career or anything. Like,
right.
Yeah.
He probably needs garlic or something. I don't know. I think YouTube-y.
Yeah. Just an assistant. What is it? A PA?
Yeah, a PA. A personal assistant.
Makes sense.
And then let's see. Non-intellectual. So basically like a woman or a girl that is not smart. I don't want to say the D word, but
I guess serious. A better thing to go off of is like the willingness to learn, like to not.
You sound
not
so
learn.
Smart today. Like, what is it? I'm like really proud of you.
What do you mean?
Because you sound so sophisticated.
Shut up.
So I'm considerate. So considerate for the audience.
No, I like it. I think it's really good.
It's really sexy.
Well, me after this. I was getting it. Well, me and Judy's bedroom after this.
Text me through Snapchat after this.
Oh, shit. No, but I'm impressed. I'm like a little bit hard right now. And then this one, basically, high body count. So that I agree, like 100%. I cannot be with a woman that has like 100 men. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Because then you're like on that list. Like, are you number 20? Are you number 89?
It's hard enough to know that you're not the first.
You're ranking, yeah. What's the most like considerate? No, I was kidding. What's the most like you would... Not exact. That sounds
your maximum.
Wrong. Yeah, like a girl. Like me, 10 is like way too much.
Yeah, like if you're hitting double digits. Like,
yeah,
damn, like,
but if you're close to 10, that's kind of bad too.
Yeah, it's hard to like not think about it.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't bother you that much, mm-hmm. but it just does.
Right.
Like I wish it didn't, but it just does.
Right. No, I get that.
It's just it's fucking primal instincts. It's just like,
yeah, like
you just have that deep. Down feeling
deep down. Yeah, I get it. Man.
What was it? Multiple deep
down. Oh my God, stop. Materialistic gold digger. Yes, 100%.
Yeah,
if you don't like me for me, but my money, which is not a lot, then I don't know what to tell you.
That's how I know my girl loves me. I'm broke.
I'm broke as fuck. So you know these from this person, but very argumentative.
Mm.
So, like, someone's always arguing, trying to be right all the time, like, just trying to
listen.
Yeah. Like, no matter what, you're always wrong. They're always right. I agree with that completely. I know I can be stubborn. I'm not going to say I'm not stubborn. But always argue, though, like, every single time.
Yeah. For little things and stuff.
Because, like, me, if we argue and it's stupid, I'd be like, all right, I fucked up.
It's just, like, unnecessary stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow. Plus,
this one too.
You're so dumb, Oscar.
Me? I've been, I don't know.
I don't know why you're being impressed by us today.
I don't know. Maybe it's the asbestos in the air.
The It's at work. Yeah.
Oh shit.
It's the flux.
Seeking validation / attention.
If that's a red flag, I think that's one of my red flags.
All right. For you personally?
I just sometimes I feel like I want to be validated a lot.
So you want to prove your worth basically to people?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, I was impressed by you today, so I'm really proud of you.
You are, what is it? Fuck.
Considerate.
No.
Oh. Inconsiderate.
Oh, I guess it's just valid.
You're a short king today.
You're being short king energy.
Yeah, for sure. So if you ever feel like you're not a valid hero today, you're very valid. Especially in this episode. Next one is she has only / a lot of guy friends. I agree. I don't think...
If she has a best friend...
Oof. Ooh, like a guy best friend?
Am I the asshole? That's one of my biggest red flags, though, that I hate.
Having a guy best friend?
Yeah. If a girl has a guy best friend, like, I couldn't. I couldn't talk to them.
Not the guy or the girl?
The girl.
No, I know what you mean. I just feel like if you're going to have that much of a close relationship with someone that's not your partner, I kind of like sus. I don't think... And I grew, because like when you were in like elementary and you're in high school, kind of like it was kind of normal and common to have a best friend.
Yeah.
Right. But like the older I got, the more like I realized how it looks and how it can be. Sometimes like, now I'm not saying that girls can't have any guy best friend
or guy friends.
I don't mind having guy friends.
It's just how they are in the relationship.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
If it's like, if y'all are hanging out one on one, like, yeah, that's, I don't like that.
Kind of sus. A little bit.
Yeah, very sus. It's
hard to hear it. Our song took care of
whatever. Yeah. But like,
yeah, that's why we're here.
That's why we're in a podcast together talking about red flags.
I wouldn't want, and same for me, like I wouldn't want to hang out with a girlfriend just like on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'd have to be group settings and like me and my girlfriend are there together.
See? Yeah. You're valid. There it is.
Shut the fuck up.
Good. And we love you.
We love you and we care about you.
And we love you for it.
And the last one is she is not grateful or appreciative of what you do. Mm-hmm. That I agree 100%. And the reason why, I'm not saying I go through this, but I've seen like some of my friends back in the day when I had lots of friends, they would do stuff for like their girlfriends and then they'll be like, that's it.
Mm.
Or they'll be like, first
it's
of all,
it's never enough.
Yeah. And like, there was times where I saw like, okay, one was in high school with Jack in the Box, and the girlfriend didn't have money, so he bought her like the burger meal, whatever. I don't know what it was exactly, like the bacon one, and he bought it for her, and she had the audacity to be like, well, I don't like that, I don't even want that, and she threw it away.
Damn.
And I was like, he went now. The only thing I can make of it, like, maybe he could have asked her what she wanted. But at the same time, like, he still bought you food. And it's free food. And he didn't have to buy you food.
You didn't have to throw it away either. Like,
yeah. Like,
if you really didn't want to, just give it away or something.
And I just felt like that, first of all, it's unnecessary. And second of all, like, if you kind of appreciate the smallest things like that. Yeah. Like, it was just like, bro. Like, the flash. Can you imagine it? Yeah, that was just, I don't know. I would have been, like, so pissed off. I'm like, you're paying me back, and we're done. Deuces, swag money. But, yeah, so that's going to be it for not only the article red flags, but some of our coworkers and friends red flags. And kind of just what we think of them. I'm not saying that, like, all these people are bad for having their opinions. I mean, 'cause at the end of the day, like, you're picking your partner, and you're living your life, and that's fine. And at the end of the day, like, it's y'all too. No one else is going to be involved. Y'all's opinion, y'all's life.
There's a reason that they exist.
Yes.
There's
so,
like little rules of thumb.
Yeah. And we don't want you to be like, oh, they had these red flags. Don't do it. Like, no. Yeah. Just be cautious. And you know what you like. You know what how you are and
you
how they are.
You know what you can
are.
Tolerate.
Exactly.
In your own relationship.
So that's the message. I don't want y'all thinking that we're over here just mad dogging people. But so yeah. Like I said, these are just our opinions. We're not saying anything factual. So just want to throw it out there because
facts,
I already know.
Facts on God, 100%.
Okay, well. But it's going to be it for our episode. Before we go, though, we're going to have Tweety do the song of the week. It's been long overdue, and I won't
stop like
hearing about it.
It's been six or seven songs.
Actually, it has been six.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the sixth one.
No, it was you and then Dario and then you again and then.
No, I meant like I was a 6-1. Yeah, last week was my 6th episode or 6th song. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, your 6th anniversary?
Yeah, my 6th anniversary. So I'm really excited.
6th week. Song of the week this week is.
All right, bye. Imagine. Bye, everybody.
It's been blowing up, so it's kind of a basic bitch answer.
Okay. Taylor Swift or what?
No.
Oh.
No. That's going to be for next time.
Oh, shit.
It's Too Sweet by Hozier.
Not too salty. Too sweet.
No, too sweet.
All right.
Needs garlic.
Don't forget, subscribe, follow, and share. And we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know yet. We're still debating about it.
Bye.
Deuces.
Bye.
Damn, you should have recorded that.
I did.
It's okay. On the camera.
Anyways.
But the audio is not going to be.
Let's start. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hero, dude. Do it again.
That fucking whistle tone. You didn't have to do the motion. You could have just did it. What's that noise? Like, what?
That was me laughing because I couldn't catch my breath. Oh, I don't know.